though, we're joined on the air by our featured guest this week, a great actress, an actress I've loved on the screen for many, many years, Deborah Jo Rupp. Deborah, how are you this fine, fine evening?
I am very good. I've had a very long day of rehearsal. I've eaten an enormous amount of cake. Having like a sugar crash, but I'm doing good.
Now, the play you're rehearsing is called The Cake. Does it involve eating a lot of cake?
It involves eating an enormous amount of cake.
And you do that in rehearsal. You don't just pantomime eating cake. You actually eat cake.
You have to actually eat it because you have to know how long things are going to take.
This is real acting, Dave.
What if during performance you get a bite of something that's disgusting? You have to know that that's coming your way.
Is it like a bit of Russian roulette? You just don't know what is that bit of cake going to taste like.
You just don't know.
So rehearsal after rehearsal.
When something is called a pink lemonade cake, you don't really know what that's going to be. You don't know what the pink part is,
So is today just learning the cakes, or are you eating, like, rehearsal after rehearsal, you're eating tons and tons of cake?
I am as wide as I am tall.
So I was going to ask you, does equity guarantee you, like, a spin class, or do you get a stationary or cross trainer?
You should get a bump for that, at least.
You're just supposed to get as wide as you possibly can, and then I don't know, and then I don't know what happens. I might just give up and just eat anything that I want for the rest of my life. It's too hard.
This could be one of those moments in your life that you'll be thinking, oh, it was the cake. I remember I did the cake, and then that.
No, I'm already doing that. I'm already there.
Yeah. So you got Marie Antoinette didn't know how rough she, let him eat cake. She didn't know what she was sentencing them to.
Now I've got to ask you, Deborah, about this great play. What is The Cake about? Why should our listeners, because we like to feature local plays as much as we can, why should our listeners get up off the sofa and not watch Netflix tonight or tomorrow night?
And does the audience get cake?
Yeah, is there any cake available for the audience?
Is there cake in it for us?
I'm going to say yes to that.
Good. All right.
So that might be a plus. I did this play. I was asked to do a reading of this play for theater in New York. And it was right after the election. And it was really, really, really difficult to kind of get yourself up, for me it was, to kind of go in and just perform. But the subject matter of this play, I don't know, for some reason it just helped me so much with what happened. I was just able to pour myself into it. It is I'm basically playing a character who probably did vote for Trump. She is conservative. She is truly funny and loving and warm and wonderful and conservative.
Right.
And she is faced with something she never thought would happen in her life. And that is her kind of surrogate niece comes to her and wants her to make her wedding cake, and she's marrying another woman.
Oh, no.
And so I have to, if I decide not to make the cake for the wedding, I have to know why I have decided not to. If I feel that it's wrong, I have to know why. And it's kind of about that, but it's, that just sounds like a play I wouldn't want to go see.
but there's cake.
But there's cake. There's lots of cake.
There's an incredible amount of cake. And it's awfully funny. And it's very funny, too. And it's very human. And those are the parts I like to play. Those are the parts I play.
It sounds like a great way of framing the debate, because we could always get involved in these very esoteric kind of conversations about is this right or this not. But the question that sometimes you have to face is, in this particular situation with these particular individuals involved, am I going to bake a bloody cake or not?
It's one of those existential questions. Is there cake in it?
And it's just framed in this very simple bakery, and she's going to be a contestant on the Great American Baking Show. It's the best thing that's ever happened to her in her life. It's really it's just fantastic. Becca Brunstetter, who wrote the play, is a writer and producer on This Is Us, which is a great
television show. It's a great show.
And all of the heart that's in that show is in this play. It's just quite beautiful. Jennifer Chambers has directed it. She's been with the play for a couple of years now, developing it. And it's just really, I just can't tell you how good this is. It's really nice.
And
there's no money.
No.
It's theater.
But
and
it's L.A. theater,
but
even.
There's cake.
Well, it's L.A. theater, too. I know. And I knew very little of L.A. theater. I mainly did television when I was here. But I always loved theater is the thing that I've always wanted to do. So when I got done with 70s Show, I moved back to New England and New York City, and I have just been doing theater. It's just what I love to do. And so when I got the call for this, I thought, oh, I can't let this go, even if it is L.A. theater. But I have to say, there is much more theater out here and good theater than I ever thought. I was here for 17 years.
Right.
And I never really
And never knew that there were theaters here.
That's L.A. theater.
I know. Well, I first came out here doing theater. I came out with a show.
Oh, okay.
That was the only theater that I ever did. I have friends that work in the theater out here, and I'm quite impressed, I have to say, and I'm having a really great time doing it. Mm. I know it doesn't sound it right now. I'm exhausted, but I am having a really wonderful
time. Sounds like a good exhausted, though.
Well, yeah, and since you're having a wonderful time, I got to ask you this question. Tim has far too much class to ask you, but
yes,
I do.
Right.
Since you're in such a good mood, on that 70s show, your Kitty Foreman had a laugh, which is now iconic.
I know.
Is that something you can call up for us at a moment's notice?
The laugh?
Yes.
Oh, my God. From my toes, this laugh is going to come.
Fabulous.
That is great.
I know. And it came out just accidentally.
Right.
The pilot.
Really?
Accidental. Yeah, it was just accidental. I don't know why that sound came out of me, but it did. And then the writers and the audience, because we would have a live audience every Friday, they just glommed onto it. And then they started writing in.
Right.
Foreman laugh.
I mean, it's hard to write that laugh, like, from scratch. I mean, it has to come from somewhere.
Yeah, it came from there was a line about Tom Jones, and I said, I'm just going to put a little Tom Jones on. And then I was done.
There you go. And we enjoyed it, and I think the country, the world enjoyed it. It was a nice long run. It was a great show. Do you think you'll do a big TV project like that again? It was such a great show when we saw you on it.
I left L.A. when that show was over because I really thought it doesn't get better than this.
Right.
I lived so close to the studio I could walk, so I never had to do the L.A. traffic. I had a beautiful dressing room. I had great people to work with. There was no way it was going to get better. And I thought, okay, you need to leave.
Leave on the top.
You'll be so depressed. Just go. Go away. But I think now, and I think spending time out here, I did do one series in 2010, very short-lived. I think that I'm ready to do it again, maybe, if it's right and it's fun. It has to be fun because you don't know if you're going to be sticking around with that character for 8 years.
Right.
So it just has to be a really good one.
I want to thank you so much, Deborah Jo Rupp, calling in and being part of The Bigger Picture. I want to encourage all of our listeners out there to go and see The Cake. Can you give us quickly, Deborah, the details on where, when, how, and how to get tickets?
Yeah, it opens. I think we have our first audience June 28th. It opens on July 1st, and you can get tickets at echotheatercompany.com. It's an hour and a half. There's no intermission. And it's just a beautiful, lovely, wonderful, funny piece.
And there will be cake.
There will be cake.
There will be cake.
There will be cake. I want to thank you so much, Deborah, for being part of The Bigger Picture. Friends and neighbors, we're going to take a short commercial break. Our phone lines are open, 866-870-5752. If you want to call in, tell us about your favorite cake, your favorite cake-related experience, we'd be glad to take those calls. 866-870-5752.